USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's chairing the latest monthly jobs report from the government just released this morning. The economy recovered about 1.4 million jobs last month, down slightly from July's 1.8 million, but slightly higher than what most economists predicted. And the jobless rate dropped from 10.2% to 8.4%. President Trump tweeting the numbers are great and better than expected. Senior economist at Bankrate.com Mark Hamrick notes, however,
13.6 million persons are still listed as unemployed this Labor Day, so a substantial number of Americans still have little to celebrate about the status of the workforce.
He was speaking to CBS. Reports are a man wanted for killing a pro-Trump activist in Portland, Oregon last Saturday was killed last night by a federal fugitive task force as they tried to arrest him near Olympia, Washington. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Douglas Kratt, veterinarian and president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Many states across the country have recently legalized marijuana for medical or recreational use. Veterinarians have seen a spike in poisoning in pets. Marijuana affects pets much differently than it affects people. THC, the main ingredient of marijuana, can make our pets scared or very sick. If you have marijuana or edibles in the house, please keep them out of reach. And when walking with your pets, make sure they don't pick up anything you don't expect. Concerned your pet has gotten into pot? If they appear off balance, rigid, nervous, or if they're drooling or dribbling urine, vocalizing having seizures, please get them to the veterinarian immediately. There's no antidote for marijuana, but a veterinarian can provide supportive care until it passes. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.